Welcome back to another episode of the DAP Fitness Business Podcast. This is episode 19, and we're talking about repurposing content for social media and other places. And it's quite significant, isn't it, 19 for podcasts? Dan, you were saying just now.
19. Let's hope we make it to the next one.
20. Yeah.
I can't remember the percentage, but it's quite high. Don't make it past 20. And if you're, if you make it past 20 or 220, you're in the top percent or something, or top 1 to 3%.
Yeah, that's true. Because it's rather apt that we're talking about repurposing content today, because people tend to run out of content for their podcast, which is why they stop.
Yeah.
And they lose the motivation. And like, I don't know if you've ever seen mine and Paul's podcast. We have real problems getting together because of his schedule and my schedule. So we try and do it every 2 weeks. It ends up being every 2 months. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. What I will say is it's only now that I'm starting to notice like growth in the channel. Only now. Right?
On your YouTube.
Yeah. It could be really easy to get to like 5 or 6 and go, fucking nothing's happening here. And then you just you give up, which I think most people do. But I think it helps having, I mean, you could do it on your own, but I think it helps having like yourself in a regular schedule, because then you're like, well, we're going to do it. This is what we're talking about. So yeah, if only now I'm starting to notice it, and people comment on stuff and sort of interacting through YouTube, which is quite cool.
Well, what you notice, because I remember we talked about this on the 7-11-4 program, didn't we?
Yeah.
And which is also, we talk about repurposing content there. It takes a while before YouTube realizes you're a consistent content creator. And so then starts to push more of your videos out to like the discovery section, you know, like what, you know, recommended, what to watch next.
Yeah.
Because you have to have like a number of videos all talking about the same stuff with the same tags and the same language in it. Cause YouTube can read what you say in the, you know, in the voice. What am I saying? When you're talking, it reads what you're saying, you know, it's intelligent. Not ironically. So if you're putting out consistent content, then it realizes, well, actually, you're a consistent content creator. You are putting out content around this topic. So now it pushes more of your stuff to people who might be interested in your stuff.
Definitely noticing it now. It's almost like a, because I don't really look at it that much. I don't look, because I just let it do its thing. I'm not, you know, I've got content going out in other places. So, but it's only now I started to notice. Like, that's pretty cool. And, you know, I think 50 people subscribed, and it was a brand new platform. There was no one on it. So if you are listening to this, go and subscribe.
But subscribe to mine and Dan's channel, because there's subtle differences if you look in the videos.
It's just nice to see that. I would say I have started as well. I didn't do this before, but we started adding shorts in now, and I think that has an impact as well. So,
you know, shorts is because you look at, I know we're a bit off tangent already here, but if you look at the dashboard, you can see obviously where people have stopped watching, where they've come from, that sort of thing. And shorts, YouTube are making a real push on shorts, because obviously it's the reels thing competing with Instagram and TikTok, isn't it? So there's this definite push of shorts, and my shorts that I put on, because I've obviously we clip these podcasts into little 60-second reels, don't we, in shorts. Yeah. And I put those out regularly, and I know you do as well. And I've seen you on TikTok as well, posting stuff as well.
Yeah, TikTok's another one.
Yeah, and it's it just gets more people interested in your channel. What's interesting though is I watched a video where they were talking to some head honcho at YouTube, and they were saying that your shorts content does not affect what people get shown in your long form content, which is annoying a lot of people. Because say like obviously we put out the podcast on the shorts.
Yeah,
but it doesn't then recommend our long podcast to the people who watch the shorts, which is so frustrating, because it's like, well, you would obviously, yeah, if you like that, you would probably like the long podcast, but it's two different algorithms, which is quite frustrating for a lot of content creators.
Yeah, I kind of see it though from this, because they're trying to obviously compete, but then they still want to be, we're YouTube and we're like long form. So yeah.
You can understand it, but it's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But saying that, I know my YouTube channel has been my most consistent growth in my social media for the last, because I measure all of them, and for the last couple of months, YouTube has been my most consistent growth.
Nice.
Yeah, which is interesting. Just got to turn some of them likes into dollars, because I went to the shop the other day, didn't accept my 20 likes for a Mars bar. No,
had big time YouTube subscriber list.
Yeah, they didn't do that. I had to use Bitcoin instead. Didn't have enough to buy a Mars bar. Sorry, we're on tangent again. So right. Probably lost all those new viewers we picked up last week. so what we're talking about today is repurposing content, because obviously when we're talking to our clients, people are saying, "Well, what do I post? What do I? You know, you've got 7 days. You know, if you're only posting 5 out of 7, you've got 5 days to post stuff. What do you post? How do you keep coming up with new ideas?" And one of the big things people miss is, it's not all about new ideas. It's about repurposing key ideas to fit certain topics, isn't it?
Yeah. Is there any new idea? There's not really any new stuff, is there? There's no original. Unless you're, I suppose, in terms of like topics that most, if this is for going out to fitness coaches and people like that, there's nothing, you're not saying anything completely new. Unless you're at the forefront of cutting research, which you're probably not. And so it's like, so there's
actually, recipe swaps.
Yeah. So everything's been done before in some format or another, but it's how you put your spin on it, which again is probably for a different one. I think we've maybe covered that as well at some point. But then finding out what does work, which is what we're doing here, and talking about repurposing that in either just directly repurposing it, because if something performed well in the past, it's likelihood it will perform well again. Although you say that, I did test this out, and I've tested it a few times. And you're at the mercy again of like the platform, and because where you post it before, it might have been at that peak where the views were higher, whatever, engagement was higher, reach was higher. But now you post it, and it's kind of dropped back down. So it still performs well, but maybe it's not performed as well. So
yes. So there's the first point, isn't it? Is that because people say, I've got to find new content all the time. But what they don't remember is that over the year, they will have had X amount of new followers come in. And all those people have probably not ever seen the stuff you posted a year ago, unless they've taken the time to stalk you and scroll back through your Instagram, which is very, you know, freaky. You get like a like from someone like from 2 years ago post, like, okay, stalker. Hey, love your content. How long have you been a coach? And the next DM that drops in. But you can, the stuff that you posted 6 months ago is still relevant today, you know, especially if we're talking about calorie deficit, et cetera, you know, talking about motivation, going to the gym, talking about all these things that are, they never go away. They're always problems. Why not repost them? You know, because again, you know, I think we talked about this in previous podcasts, only 1%, give or take, of your actual social media following sees your content.
Yeah. And that was proof for me, I think, more so when I post quite a lot. I post probably more than once a day on average anyway. And even then with that frequency, I was still finding that people weren't seeing some of the posts, because they'd be like, oh, I haven't seen that. And then you'd mention it somewhere else on another platform, they'd be like, oh, I haven't seen that. So it's just highlighted to me, it is really hard to get people to see your content.
And people worry about, oh, but what will people think if they see the same post as me? I'm like, mate, no one remembers what you posted 6 months ago.
No. You know, I mean, no, I struggle. Cares. I can't think about what I posted yesterday. I can think about yesterday, but then I can't think about what I did last week. No one's going to remember that.
No, I mean, I see posts come up in my memories, which is where I get a lot of my repurposing or reposting ideas from. And I get a lot of memories pop up, and I'll go, oh, that was an awesome post. I've got to repost that. There's one that came up the other day, and I've reposted it, I think, 3 times in the last 3 years, because I think it's funny anyway. It's where people talk about sugar addiction. And the post was something like, makes me laugh. People talk about sugar being as addictive as cocaine. Have you ever tried snorting sugar off a stripper's back in Las Vegas? It's not the same. It always gets a whole ton of likes and every year that I post it. So that's probably due for a repost this week sometime.
Yeah. That's great, isn't it? Because I used those Facebook memories, same as you.
Yeah.
That's probably something we didn't think about for this, because if you are consistently posting and that they pop up, brilliant, because you don't even have to go search for it. You're like, oh, shit, yeah, I posted that. That was
I mean, all you have to do is, because I'm pretty sure your branding has changed in the last 6 months to a year. Mine has as well. So all I do is screenshot that and then take that information and repurpose it into my like Canva or whatever and redo it for my, you know, my modern branding.
Yeah.
It's, you know, messages don't have to be unique every, otherwise you have to come up with 365 new messages or new ideas every year, wouldn't you?
Another thing that I've done, and I still do now actually, is if you take those posts or something that comes up and you see it, or you find, go into your insights and you can have a look at stuff that perform well as a post or maybe carousel, whatever. Most of the time it's been a post for me, and then what I've done is taken the actual idea and then repurposed into a video or a reel. And I've used that. And then that seems to have performed just as good.
So there's the idea, isn't it? Is that when we've talked about this again before, I think. It's the cope strategy, isn't it? So you create it once, and then you post everywhere.
Yeah.
So like what you're talking about, like you can have like a Twitter quote or something, which is what, 145 characters, whatever it is. That's a message, isn't it? It's like a thought. But you can take that and repurpose that into a minute-long video, developing it, or into a YouTube video, developing it even further.
Yeah.
Or a mini-book, like a slide, carousel, I think it's called, where you slide and you've got five key ideas. Or just turn it into an Instagram post.
Yeah.
And right there, you've got, what, six?
Yeah.
You know, six ideas, six bits of content about the same thing.
Yeah.
Which you could then just... And here's the thing, people post it, you know, weeks apart. So you got the Instagram post 1 week, the reel the next week, etc. You don't have to post it all in the same week. But you can, if you generate all that content, you can post it sporadically throughout the month or whatever.
Yeah, you can do. You can't do it like that. I mean, there's, is it called 360 marketing, I think, where you do that. You actually do link from one to another. So it's like from your email, blog, to your social media post, and it all links, points back to one another. So, but that's where you've got potentially some other people getting involved in that, like a team, maybe.
Sorry, Dan, I think the Wi-Fi just dropped out there for a second. You were talking about 360 marketing. I mean, I know we've talked about doing this where you post a YouTube video, you can then link to that in your email, but also you can link from an email to a YouTube, to an Instagram post, can't you?
Yeah.
You can go from a reel or something like that saying, here's a bit of information. I'm sending an email out tomorrow. You know, join my email list to get more information on it.
Yeah. I think we assume that repurposing is meaning that you just take, like we spoke about, that long form piece, and you just chop it down or you repurpose it into different platforms, which it is. But I think repurposing can be, how can you make that content work a little bit harder in other platforms? So you create an email and you say, send me a DM at my Instagram and tell me what your thoughts are on this, and you link your Instagram, and then you're kind of getting people to go from platform to platform. I think different way of thinking about repurposing.
Yeah, keeping people bouncing around in your ecosystem, which sounds a bit underhand, but actually, if it's good information, if it's good content, you're helping them develop a better knowledge of the topic you're talking about, which is always good, isn't it?
Yeah, good stuff.
So that's history and some other stuff, because we're super prepared on this professional podcast, we've got like a list which we go through. So here's another one, memes. So I know that you like a good meme and I like a good meme. I think I must subscribe to more meme accounts than I do actual like fitness accounts. And there's so much stuff you can pull from those accounts to repurpose for your own account, put your own niche into it, which I've seen people do that quite well and then also done quite badly. I think for me, when I'm pulling memes out or something like that, it has to be a simple message, you know, like not like a whole paragraph of text in the speech bubble, you know, like, see that sort of thing. And it's a really complex message. Has to be simple.
And it has to suit the personality of the person using it, because if you've never done that, or you don't really, that's not you in some format, then it doesn't work. I don't think it does. I think or the type of meme, this is where we're getting quite niche. Niche memes. Because I've tried some stuff, and I freaking love it. I love testing stuff, and I've tried some things in the past, and I've gone, that's freaking, no one's going to get that. And then you get like the hardcore, like, oh yeah, I know where this is from and whatever. But I mean, you just think, I don't really care about that, because I quite enjoy the process of coming up with these ideas based off memes that you see. And that's, if I get enjoyment out of it, I'll post it.
I
see some people now using almost that format of using memes and popular things like that to then create engagement. And because it does create engagement. Like we do it a lot. We've proven that. So if you can use it to your advantage to get people to comment or DM you, or to move them through your system, like we said, then why not? But only do it if it suits like what you do anyway. Yeah.
There's a couple of things with that, isn't it? So with the, it's all like that 20% education, 80% entertainment sort of thing, isn't it? So when you're trying to do a post, don't try and be like 50-50 education entertainment. So a meme is a little bit of entertainment, isn't it? It's supposed to sort of like go, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And then the 80% is the content, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas with like with other content, let's say if you're posting like something that's fully entertaining, don't then try and have a really complex, deeper message into it. It takes you from being, oh, that's interesting, to serious talk, and that, it doesn't really transition well. So
sometimes they're best left as what they are. Just don't try and overcomplicate it. Leave it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's I mean, where it's just done well is, say, like I know you've done it and I've done it, about talking about coaches like copying content or whatever, and then we've gone, you know, don't copy content. Do you want some ideas? Download the content planner, or download your content ideas, you know. So it's straight away into, here's a bit of entertainment, don't do this, here's some ideas. So that's a very simple segue into it.
Yeah.
Rather than a long bit of copy, which is like, well, I've just been entertained, I don't really want to read a long bit of copy now.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, using it, there's certain ones that I can think off the top of my head because I've used them a few times, and yeah, just work really well. They capture attention, and then there's a message, and then there's an action. So an action's tied into the content. So video works really well for me anyway. Like, any kind of, I've got folders, like video meme folders, different ones, and I just go in and I'll go, okay, that video, and just repurpose it over the years.
Yeah, because you can use something like Video Leap or whatever to like add little text boxes, can't you? So that I know you did one where there was like it's the classic one, isn't it? The guy walking through the office, and then the massive hand comes out and slaps him in the face and just destroys him.
That's a jackass one. One of the most jackass clips ever. But that funny enough worked really well when I used it for my coach, for like I used it for coaching. I've used it for, you remember in the pandemic when it was like, you used to have the, Boris has done he's going to do a speech at 4 p.m. he's doing a talk, and it was like the guy walking along with the drinks was like, everyone getting ready for their like summer barbecues and that, and then the hand was like, Boris is now smacking. Yeah, so I've used it a few times.
Yeah, it's a good one, that is. But there are some really classic ones, which is part of the reason why both me and you follow loads of meme accounts, because people love memes. They love like being entertained. And if there's a nice little message you can put in there which hits your niche and links nicely into a call to action, you know, why not do it? You don't have to have a serious talking head video all the time, do you?
No, not at all. I think, like you said, mixing it up, having, so that there's a balance, not too much one way or another. And also, yeah, again, if it suits your personality, because like once you've exhausted all of the supermarkets, there's only, what is there, 6 chains of supermarkets to go around, then you've run out of content then.
Yeah, that's 6 days worth of content. You've got high protein recipes from different different supermarkets. I don't know how you feel about you know, you've seen the people in the supermarkets holding up the "this is bad, this is good" sort of things, and I don't know how I feel about those ones.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's more, is it just an evolution of come join me on my high protein snacks from Aldi? And like, are we at that stage where we're telling people how to, or how shopping works?
I was shopping with, yeah, and it's foreign to me because I just go online and click on all these things.
Yeah, that's it. They should do that. That's a brilliant idea. Here's a screen record of me just doing my food shop online.
I want 20p for every like you get.
Amazing.
For that idea.
But no, I've seen the one are you on about the ones where they're going in now and they're ambushing people? Have you seen that? Where they're like,
I haven't seen those.
Oh, I just got to stop you mid-shop and look through your shopping and go, no, this is terrible. This is that. And then they go and get the like the versions, the healthy versions. That's horrendous.
What food shaming people in the supermarket?
Yeah. I'd love someone to do that to me. I'll tell you a story. When I go to Lidl or Aldi, one of them, I can't remember, to just get my protein, the main like protein bits, like the yogurts and things. And on the weekend, I went there, not the time when they couldn't take my payment.
I'd love to say is that one.
I went through all my proteins. Are like, there's drinks, there's pouches. They go through, and then right at the end, I bought 2 croissants with like little bits of chocolate on, like that. And he goes, "Oh, that's a lot of protein." I went, "Oh, yeah, thanks. It's easy to get it in one go." Yeah. Small talk. Goes it all through, and then does the croissants. Oh, you were doing so well. You just can't. I'm like, oh yeah. He scanned through though, an all-day breakfast sandwich, didn't say anything.
This sandwich, healthy.
Oh man, food chained every time I go to that place.
Yeah. You should do one for coaches, sort of like walking around the supermarket and like, don't buy this pen, buy this pen. This is the pen for master coaches. I've got a friction pen, because this pen has a secret USP where you can actually rub out the pen. It's got a rubber on the top. So when you write, you can actually rub it out.
Rub out pen?
Yeah, it's cool. So when I make that
pen, like, you can only rub out that pen though, surely.
Yes, it's a special type of ink which you can, which is rubbed out by friction, ironically. But yeah, it's you could do that. You could do, what pens do gurus use?
Well, I think most use their iPad now, don't they?
Well, I do have an iPad as well for the serious business stuff.
But yeah, just I don't know how I got into that. Oh, because it's supermarket content. Yeah.
Mm.
It's not the most. I don't know. It seems to some people it racks up loads of views, but then what are you creating content for? Just for views or people buying your stuff?
Establish your authority as a knowledgeable supermarket shopper.
It's what it is, isn't it? It's like Supermarket Sweep, but then the modern version, Dale Winton.
What jumps out with an inflatable like calorie deficit and just smacks you in the face with it. That won't help.
Stop doing the high protein shops.
Okay, nice tangent again. There's like 3 tangents already for this one. Nice work. Nice work, Dan. Okay, so what about, repurposing for the niche, which we've slightly touched on already. And I suppose this comes back to knowing your niche as well. So when this is sort of content which is out there already. So when people talk about calorie deficit, for example, let's take calorie deficit because it's easy. Excuse me. I'm about to cough my guts up everywhere, so I might have a drink of super water. didn't help. When you see someone talking a video about a calorie deficit or creating a calorie deficit for fat loss. Yeah. Very broad, very general. Now, what people don't do is when they don't take that stuff and then apply it into their niche. So say, for example, you could look at a video talking about something and then pull it into talking about how this affects your niche, for example. So, and you can repurpose other people's videos. I see that happening all the time, like people putting a video up and then saying this is good or this is bad normally because of this and how it applies to your niche. Have you ever done that?
I think I have in the past, yeah. Probably did. I used to do that more, to be fair, before reels were even a thing. I would just pull, like, almost like make reels what they are now. They weren't called anything, man. You just made them yourself. But yeah, I've done that definitely in the past, where mainly with, like, you know, like V-Shred and all that kind of nonsense. And we would just like find the videos, edit them. I did used to do some spoof ones of those as well, some comedy ones. I remember doing, this is like tangent again, but a V-Shred where it was him going into SAS, like at Middleton. You know, they walk in the room, they put a bag on their head and they're like, what? And it was V-Shred, man. So yeah, I kind of, is that what you're on about?
So say for example, you know, when people do these, they do these videos and it's like nutritionist reacts or doctor reacts to this video.
So
you could have some, normally it's like a Looney Tune tin hat person, isn't it? Talking about the dangers of chemtrails and,
I think I've got one at the moment. I made one. You know, the guy said, bread's depressing or something.
Bread's depressing. Yeah, I know Mike did one on that. Yeah, bread's depressing. And like things like fluoride in water, that sort of stuff, you know. And you could take that video and then you could either play the video with you looking at it or play a snippet and then cut back to you talking about it, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you can do that in the app, can't you, as well? You can remix a video. Actually, you've got the setting for it now, because then it shows up on that you've remixed it with the original creator, which is quite good from a reach point of view if they're a big name, maybe.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people doing that. I see that come up a lot. And I've not done it myself, but I suppose it's something that if you had a strong feeling about a certain thing that was being said, you could use it to establish your character, couldn't you?
Yeah, and also the platform, this is specific to Instagram, I'm sure you could do it on others. You can definitely do it on TikTok. But they're encouraging collaboration that way, so that it's supposed to be, even though you're giving your opinion, and maybe you might agree with it, so it might be cool to do that as well. But collaboration is the key for the apps. So they're trying to get more people doing that. So, but yeah, I did it with that guy in the bread video. I haven't posted it because it was a bit of a joke, one I did. So I don't know, maybe I'll do it one day. But it's no difference. What you're saying here is what coaches should do with, so when they see a piece of content anyway, or a post or whatever, and you want to reshare it, you should reshare people in your industry, whether you agree or don't agree with them. Don't just reshare the post. Oh my God, I love that post, I'm going to reshare it. And there's no context. If you give your opinion on it, then what you're doing then is you're then taking that piece of content and you're stamping your authority on it and you're sharing an opinion. If you just reshare it, you're just resharing the post. It's not really doing anything for you. I've always thought that. Give some kind of context to it.
Yeah, and if you are resharing people's content, or this is a thing that's, you know, maybe a little ranty thing. You know, when you see people and they post stuff and you go, that's not the first time I've seen that. And you go back, like you see on one of the more popular meme accounts, and it's that post exactly, but what they've done is just literally copied it. And they don't say originally inspired by so-and-so. You know, they just literally just copy the context of the post and then post it themselves as in like, oh, look at this content I created. And I've seen a lot of people, a lot of like famous people do this as well, like famous in the fit pro world. And people have called them out on it saying, yeah, this person did this before you. And they're like, I never said it was original content. Yeah, but you didn't reference that it was inspired by someone else though, did you? You know, you are passing it off as your own original content.
Yeah, it's murky waters that, because there's stuff out there, isn't there? Like tweets and things that just get crops and then get repurposed and posted. Loads of people just steal them. So it's hard to prove who was the original owner. But I do get that. I definitely, I've created, I used to just write notes on my phone, screenshot them, and then I'd share them. And someone did that with that. They just took it. And I was like, oh, that's familiar. So I just commented on it. Oh, where'd you get this from? Oh, no, sorry, I didn't know. I didn't think it was yours originally. I was like, hey, it's just on my notes, but you couldn't tell really. So yeah, I guess it's like that sort of murky line, really.
So is it, yeah, the line is between inspiration and then just plagiarism, isn't it? So inspiration, say, for example, I know you've done one of these, and it's the you know, when you're on your diet, and you, I've seen a couple of these now where they're eating their diet food and they trip on something, like pretend to trip on something small, and they're sort of like, there's this slow motion of them like turning and picking up their car keys and falling into the car and driving accidentally to McDonald's and falling into the counter and then falling into a Big Mac. And oh no, yeah. I hate it when I break my diet. It just happened. I don't know how it happened. And I know you've done one on like reels and stuff like that, but that's inspiration, because I've seen so many people doing that, but with different contexts, you know, so Burger King, KFC, you know, you've done it with the reels thing. So that's inspiration, where you've taken an idea and made it your own.
You've got to
do that. Yeah. That's fine, because that's what content's supposed to be. It's supposed to be inspiring. There's a difference between that and literally copying word for word a statement and then putting it out as your own.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Yeah, because that, you'll always do it slightly differently. You always have your little spin, and you should do anyway, put your character into it.
Of course, absolutely. Yeah.
I posted that this morning, actually, because I'd actually saved it. I saved it on my phone for ages now, and I was like, I forgot I had it there. But then I saw, the weird thing that prompted me was I saw one of those videos that you mentioned around the guy going to his fridge and then being like, oh, picking his keys up.
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant. Love it.
Yeah. It's and that's why following like real meme accounts, all that sort of stuff, is so, because people love that sort of stuff. It's stuff they can relate to, especially if, say, you know, you work with people who have trouble losing weight. Everybody can relate to that. It's like, look at this small thing that happened, which caused me to go off my diet. It's like, you know, that can become like a proper, not serious post, but look, you know, we know what's happening. We know these things happen, you know, and I can help you through that sort of thing. That can develop into a call to action. But I think a lot of people post very serious stuff all the time, and it just becomes, oh, you're lecturing me about calorie deficit or eating like an asshole, or, you know, there's the same 24 hours in the day, that sort of thing. All those messages are just so diluted now and so repetitive that it's that cognitive dissonance of, I've seen that before. So no one sees your content because it's the same stuff popping up again and again.
Yeah. Yeah. Test stuff out. And then that, and repurposed, go through, look at the insights and get the data from it. And then look at, could you tweak it a little bit, or could you like add stuff to it and then repurpose? Because the whole point of, I know that we look at this and that 7-11-4 as well, and there's a whole process for coming up with ideas and getting those. But then what should happen is then you start actioning that. So you start getting content out there and then look at the actual content, because that's what's going to give you the feedback, not the, oh, I've got the things and topics here. Brilliant. Always have that. But then look at actually what's giving you feedback, and then go, right, how do I refine that again and do more of the stuff that you want that's working for you in a certain way and less of the stuff that isn't. So that process is important, I think, from a repurposing point of view anyway.
Yeah. I mean, a few weeks ago, I did a post on snacking, which got a lot of engagement. And off the back of that, I did an actual webinar, which is, again, that's been quite well received and quite well watched, because it was a topic that a lot of people have an issue with, evening snacking. So it was something just from that one little post I did turned into a longer, long form video, because people were very interested in the topic.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Use till that's the real data. Otherwise you're just, you have an idea or you have some ideas about what they might need help with, or the problems they've got. But until you go out and test it, you just won't know. So,
no. Yeah. And we're just coming up on time in a sec, but the other thing that I thought about was, say you've got lots of little posts. So you've got, let's say we're talking still on the, you know, FitPro thing. So we've got one about, say we're talking about motivation for the gym, one about breaking your diet, one about blah, 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 whatever it is. all loosely related to the same topic, you could bring all those in to like a five things. You could do like a reel, five things about what's stopping you getting the results you want. You could do an Instagram post. You could do an article, which brings in all those five elements. And the other cool thing you could do is actually link to those individual posts that you've done before. If you've, say if you're writing a longer Facebook post about all these things, if you've got the links to the longer form videos you did, you could put those in as well.
Yeah.
So it's content you've already done and you're just summarizing it with, here's the links to go and look at those other things that I talked about in more detail.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Just making it work a little bit harder as well. It's good.
Which is sort of brings me back again to why you should have long form video on YouTube so you can continually reference it in the future.
Yes. Long form YouTube. And also like then easy to tame that and put it into long form blogs and other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Okay. I've exhausted my list, Dan. Anything we've forgotten?
No, I think there's a few. Obviously, we're on some sort of side stories, but
yeah,
there's a lot of stuff in there from a repurposing point, because I think people just think it is this thing. I've got to take one piece of content, chop it up, and that's me repurposing it, which it is. But think about how you can repurpose stuff that's already there to make your life easier. One thing I would say on this just is, if you ever get in that mode or you have stuff happen outside of your control, so because this has happened from some of the coaches I work with, is like they get really busy or stuff they have to deal with that takes priority, and they're like, oh, I haven't got any content, I haven't created anything, then just do what we said here and go back and go, all right, that post performed well, repost it, because then no one knows, just repost it, save stress.
No, exactly. And no one's gonna say, oh, you posted that same thing 6 months ago, yeah, and it was really popular then as well. Yeah. So the message is still obviously relevant.
Yes.
Obviously don't repost stuff that got zero likes and zero engagement. That's probably not going to help, but something that did perform well, why not repost it again? Still absolutely. Reiterating that you're talking about the same thing and you're still an authority in that area.
Yes.
Cool. Right, Dan, thanks very much. And we closed a bit early today, so that's good. We're actually on time for once. Where can people find you?
Dan Strong Collective, anywhere. YouTube. Follow the YouTube. Subscribe, sorry. Don't follow it.
Yeah, different language. And I actually updated my Instagram the other day to be Tom Blackman Coach rather than Tom Blackman Nutrition.
Yeah, I saw this. I was like, who's this guy?
Yeah, who's this mystery guy? There is. I looked at all the connotations of Tom Blackman I could find, because you know, just to see what was available. And yeah, there's some. I can't believe how many Tom Blackmans there are in the world. Weird. So yeah, Tom Blackman Coach, all one word on Instagram, and it's just Tom Blackman on YouTube. So thanks very much for your time, and we will be back next week with another, I'm sure, very informative video.